right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I wanted to talk a little bit now about COVID. And, you know, it is amazing how, you know, 2 years later, we hear the term COVID and we don't shake in our boots. I remember well the first time you heard COVID-19, and all of us. And I remember, you know, that it was happening in China. And there was basically no fear for us in this country, because after all, we're Americans, right? Dun 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 dun. We're Americans. So because we're Americans, COVID's not going to affect us. We're the great America. And so when it started, you know, rolling. And I remember the first person that I knew that died from COVID. And he was a guy who I used to work with. And he was one of the first in Milwaukee that died from COVID. And I remember just the amazement that people had when they mentioned this guy who used to be a great athlete. He was overweight, but we had never known him to be really ill. And all of a sudden, people started talking about, hey, this guy just died. And then there were a couple other names of guys who used to be athletes. Same thing they had in common, overweight, and they died. And then the numbers just continued. And then people who weren't overweight died. And then people who you loved in your family, like my dad in a nursing home, died. Was exposed to COVID. You know, in the nursing home, I remember vividly that his roommate, when we got the news, he said, well, he died from COVID. His roommate was somewhere around 55, 60 years old. My dad was in his 90s. And then we got the news later that his other roommate died from COVID. And then just over and over and over again, this was repeated. And then we heard about New York, where they had freezer trucks packed outside of the funeral homes with bodies. And then it just got more and more frightening and alarming. And the attention of the American people was riveted on COVID. Because the fear was that it was going to impact and affect any and everybody, until they made the correlation between those who already had pre-existing conditions. That didn't happen overnight, and how COVID could ravish and expedite those who were, you know, already having these maladies to deal with, that COVID would come in and finish them off. And then I remember year two, and as people got even more information about COVID, we relaxed a little bit, and then Delta came. And Delta came, and the word was more dangerous even than the first COVID-19. And we were all terrified once again. Shut it down was the refrain. We've got to shut down government because this is such an insidious disease, and it is killing people with impunity. And we rushed to get our vaccines, those of us who hadn't had them for the most part. And we weathered that storm. And so we were all sitting back waiting because we were all led to believe that COVID basically would do its most destructive work during the cold periods of, you know, the seasons. And so we sat back and we made sure we had the mask, we had all those things, and all of us were waiting for the summer when we could get relief. We no longer had to wear a mask. We no longer had to get vaccinated. Or so we thought. And then COVID B5 is now upon us. And so it's another new chapter. But here's what most people don't know, because we aren't talking about it as much anymore. It's, you know, we're living life now. It's warm outside. We don't have time for that COVID stuff. Don't talk about that. I'm trying to have fun, you know, and here you are trying to rain on my parade. But the U.S. is stuck in a horrible plateau of COVID deaths. How many of you are aware that over 400 people a day in this country are dying from COVID? That's not, you know, a big deal anymore. I can assure you that before COVID, if we found out that 400 people a day were dying from something, and I'm sure in a nation as big as ours, there are probably that many people and more who are dying from heart attacks or from strokes or from any of the other cancers and maladies that set upon us in our walk with life. But COVID is something new. And so we don't want to think about it. We don't want to talk about it. But in July, more than 12,500 Americans died of COVID-19 this past July. 12,500 Americans died from COVID. I bet you didn't know that, right? So why are we not talking about it anymore? Why is it that you've got people now, especially, you know, Republicans on the right who say, I'm running for office and I'm not going to allow schools to ever be shut down again. I'm not going to, if you vote for me, there won't be mask wearing. Well, why is that something that a person running for office should be touting as one of their planks, if you elect me, this is what I'm going to do. You're not going to be wearing masks. I'm going to make sure that that's not mandatory anymore. Oh, so what happens then if you're at a point in time where, you know, the infectiousness of the disease and illness that we know is going to increase in these fall and winter months require that you wear a mask? How are we going to get people back into those things? And if the numbers are 12,500 a month now, when it's warm outside, it's safe to say that number could multiply 10 times. Are we still telling people there won't be masks again? Can we make those kinds of statements unilaterally? Never mind science, because that's what people want to hear? Is that what we are talking about? I mean, our people are so gullible. Well, I don't want my kids wearing masks. It affects them. Oh, it affects them. You know, they knew at a point in time after the research over the last couple of years that children could contract it and bring it to their grandparents. Grandparents were afraid to even have their grandchildren around, because they knew what the outcome of it could be. So how then is it okay to have people making statements that are going to impact and affect the lives of people that we're not going to wear masks anymore? I'm not ever going to shut down the schools anymore. If you vote for me, I'm going to make that happen. Even though that person doesn't have the power to do that. But I know that's what people want to hear. And so when people give you what you want to hear and not what you need to know, that's where the problems begin. You really need to know that there's not going to be a time in the immediate future that you're not going to be required to wear a mask at some point in time. That's what you need to know. You know, and not just that you want to hear that you're never going to have to wear them again. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.